You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on March 31st, 2019, the fourth Sunday in Lent, by the Reverend Sarah Butler Ginolfi, Senior Associate at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would have gladly filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get that fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' They began to celebrate. Now the elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead, and he has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. I've known those days. Days when all I want to do is throw up my hands in the air, shatter my foundation, leave behind all of my commitments, and begin anew. Believe me, just because I'm standing here today doesn't mean that I don't get angry at God. I sure do. Perhaps you can recall a time in your life when you also felt this way. Rewind with me to 18th century England. Robert was a young boy when his father died. There weren't many options for Robert's family, so young Robert went to work. It's all too common for those without strong role models in their life. Robert fell in with a tough crowd and created his own family. One evening, Robert and the gang stumbled upon a fortune teller. They shouted obscenities at her, harassed her, and demanded she reveal their fortunes for free. Now, the woman wasn't in the best shape herself, but with all the clarity in the world, she pointed her finger at Robert and declared that he would live to see his children and grandchildren. The revelation shocked teenage Robert. If that were true, something in his life needed to desperately change. You know, there's little more suffocating than a blanket of woe. Everything feels heavy, even breathing. Today's gospel reading begins with a story of such woe. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So the father divided his property between the two sons. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and traveled to some ancient Las Vegas. And there he squandered his property in lavish living. He spent and he spent and he spent until his pockets were empty. And then another crisis took place. Famine hit the land. The prodigal son starved. Even the pigs had more to eat than he did. "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." The fortune teller's prediction stirred in Robert enough angst to turn around his life. He'd heard there was a famous Methodist preacher in the area and decided to show up to a local revival. The message was powerful, but there wasn't a magical quick fix for him. He wallowed in grief and frustration of the neither here nor there for a number of years. But slowly and with time, the grief lifted. Robert awoke from his old life and embraced one anew. A call to become a pastor and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Reflecting on his experience a few years later, Robert wrote these words: "Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call forth songs of loudest praise. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Nonetheless, here is my heart, O take and seal it for thy courts above." Like Robert Robinson, we most often find God in the nonetheless-ness of life. When we too hit what feels like bottom, when we feel broken and lost, and uncertain, and unsafe, and unwelcome, and upset. It is in these moments that we most need grace to open a friggin' window. And if we have even the slightest bit of courage to reach out and touch that hand of welcome, who has been yearning for us to come back home for years and years and years, we say yes. We surrender our heart and say yes and slip through that window of grace. "Here's my heart, God. I give my heart to you. Not because I'm worthy or deserving, but because this is all I have left. And I found enough trust to get over myself." Sometimes we need to be shoved through that window, and that is the gift of the church. There's another side, though. "This child of mine was dead and is now alive. She was lost but is now found." You know, we all encounter loss. Every stage of life has moments upon magnitudes of loss. The mantra of Lent is to remember that we are dust and to dust we shall return. But our Christian narrative does not stop in our body. In Jesus, we have a way forward beyond our body. The finish line is not the death of our body, but the death we encounter in our living life that that frees us from that body and stretches us into new life right here and right now. I know the formula doesn't make mathematical sense, and in saying this, I don't mean to be flippant to those for whom wrapping the mind around this non-mathematical formula creates a whole host of anxieties. This is what I believe to be true, though. I know I'm not smart enough or wise enough to know everything that is true, so I also trust that this is true. And no matter where you are on your journey with God, whether you're in a place of release and letting go, of surrender, whether you're in a place of wrestling, or a place of loss, a place of, I just need to sit here for a minute, I hope you know nonetheless how beloved you are, how absolutely beloved you are, and that there is a hand always welcome you to come home.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.